Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Today, it is my pleasure to bring to you episode number 24 of My Favorite Husband, entitled Numerology, which originally aired on December 25th, 1948.
It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball. And now, let's look in on the Coopers. It's morning, and we find them at breakfast.
George, do you mind if I read at the breakfast table for once? This book is so fascinating, I can't put it down.
What kind of a book is it?
It's all about numerology.
Oh, that stuff. That's a lot of nonsense.
It is not. You ought to read the book yourself, Five.
Five?
That's your name in numerology. I just figured it out.
Oh, no.
Would you join me in another cup of two?
Now, wait just a minute. Before this thing gets out of hand, I think we better nip it in the three.
Oh, watch your language.
Liz, you'll have to admit this numerology stuff is bunk.
Now, George, numbers are very important. Why, some number may be influencing my life right now.
Yeah, come to think of it, I know a number that's not only influencing your life, it's threatening it right this minute.
What's that?
3850.
3850?
Yeah, that's the amount you were overdrawn last month.
Oh, I was?
Yes, what's numerology have to say about that?
Well, let's see now. See, you add them up. 3850, 3 and 8 or 10, and add 5 makes 18. Then you add the numbers in 18, 1 and... One and eight make nine.
Well?
Here's $9. Call it even.
Oh, no.
Well, it was a good try. Really, George, numerology is important. For instance, even your name has to be right for you, or it might ruin your life. For all you know, you might be going through life with a wrong name.
Forget it.
Now, keep quiet, and I'll figure out the right one for you. Let's see. 2 and 3 are 5, and G is 6. See, it'll be better if you're something besides 5. It'll help our vibrations.
Liz, aren't you happy with the way I vibrate?
Quiet. Now, we need a 4, and E is 2. There. That's the perfect name. Uh-oh.
What is it?
Genevieve.
Well, it'll be novel. Of course, you'll have to buy towels marked hers and hers.
I don't understand it.
Look, let's just leave it the way it is. Call me 5.
Yeah, well, maybe that is best.
Now, would you mind if I had breakfast? I'd like some eggs, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. 7!
I was afraid of that.
Yes, 3.
5 would like some 16s, please.
2 or 3, 5?
2, 7.
All right, and here's the mail. Mr. 6 just brought it.
Mr. 6?
Oh, he's a new mailman. She doesn't know him well enough to call him just by his number.
Oh, and is he mad? When he was delivering mail next door, he got bit.
No. Did that 9 bite him?
Right in the 12.
Oh, dear, and his legs were so important to him.
Now, that's enough.
I'll get your 16.
Say, here's a letter from our landlord. I hope he isn't raising the rent.
How can he? We have a lease.
Yeah, I know, but the lease is up the 15th of the month. Uh-oh. Just what I was afraid of.
What's the matter?
He's raising our rent to $250 a month.
$250 a month? That's more than double.
Gee, I didn't think Mr. Curry had that much nerve.
Oh, it isn't Mr. Curry. It's that domineering wife of his. She did this.
Liz, she's been dead for 5 years.
That wouldn't stop her.
If you got all your buttons, the woman isn't living.
I know it, but he won't make a single move without her advice.
She calls him every day on the Ouija board.
Oh. Oh, now, Liz.
Honestly, he really believes that stuff.
Well, what's the difference? It won't help us.
Wait a minute, George. According to numerology, this is one of our lucky days. Hey, why not ask Mr. Curry to come over tonight? Maybe we can talk him out of it.
Okay, that's a good idea. Oh, say, I'd better go. I'll be late for the bank.
Okay, goodbye, Five.
Huh? Oh, goodbye.
Just a minute. Why do you have that strange smile on your face?
I was just thinking of a cute little Four I used to know.
Why, George?
Only teasing, honey. Give me a kiss.
Well, all right. You know, George, you're a Five and I'm a Three. I guess that's why we make such beautiful Eights together.
Liz, when Mr. Curry gets here, let me do the talking. I think this Ouija board stuff is just a neat excuse for raising the rent.
Can I even put in a word edgewise?
No.
But I got so many nice, thin little words that would just fit in edgewise.
I'm sorry, Liz, but I want to handle this in my own way. Now, you keep out of it.
Oh, 6-3.
What?
That's my way of calling you names, and you'll never know what it means either. 9-1.
And a 4-7 to you.
Oh, what you said!
I'll get it. Well, good evening, Mr. Curry.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cooper.
Curry, how are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. I'm sorry I'm late. Just as I was leaving the house, I had a call from my wife, Bernice.
Oh. Well, how is she? Was she? How's the old girl feel?
Liz doesn't quite know how to ask about her, Mr. Curry. She thought maybe the weather down there might... Or up there. Or wherever she is might disagree with it.
It wouldn't dare.
Well, Mr. Curry, I guess you know why we asked you to come over.
Oh, I can guess.
Well, we feel this new rent you're asking is too high.
So do I. But Bernice insists on getting it.
Bernice? What'd she do, find a way to take it with her?
No, but I think she's working on it.
Mr. Curry, if you raise the rent that high, we'll simply have to move.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's too bad, too. This address was just perfect. 321 Bundy comes out 6, and that's just the right vibration for George and me.
Oh, you study numerology?
Yes. Do you?
I'm a 1.
I'm a 3.
I'm a 5.
We're all odd, aren't we? Don't answer that, George.
Bernice was a 1, too. The first time I ever met her, I said, "Are you 1? And she said, "Yes, are you 1, too?" And then we got married.
Well, it was the same way with Liz and me.
Really?
Yeah, only she was 9 and I was 8 and we were 17.
Now stop that, George Cooper.
Mr. Cooper, you may not believe in numerology, but I do. And so does Bernice. We were talking about it just the other night. She called me on the upstairs Ouija.
You know, I've been thinking, Mr. Curry, do you suppose you could have made a mistake in Bernice's message? Maybe she meant to lower the rent.
You didn't know Bernice very well, did you? However, if you want, we can contact you again. I'll get my Ouija board out of the car.
You have one in the car?
Oh, yes, I always carry a Ouija board. Bernice is quite a backseat driver.
I'll go get it. I'll be right back.
Of all the silly nonsense. Now what are we going to do, Liz?
We'll see what the old girl says this time.
Oh, don't tell me you believe in this Ouija board stuff, too.
Of course not, but I'm stronger than he is, and I can push the indicator wherever we want it.
Hey, quiet. Here he comes.
Well, here's my Ouija board. Where should I put it?
Just bring it over here, Mr. Curry. We'll put it between us.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've never worked a board with anyone else before. I usually solo.
How many hours do you have in the air?
George, please. Now, we have to have it quiet.
Already? Now. We just put the tips of our fingers on the indicator. Just your fingertips, Mrs. Cooper. Don't grab it with both hands.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, here we go. 1, 2, 3, testing. 1, 2, 3, testing. Are you there, Bernice? A. R. F.
F? What does that spell?
R.
Maybe you contacted Rin Tin Tin.
It doesn't sound like Bernice. Must be some mistake. I think you're pushing too hard, Mrs. Cooper.
No, I'm not.
Well, let's try again. Are you there, Bernice?
It says yes.
Bernice, I want to ask you again. Should we raise the Cooper's rent? Bernice says yes.
Bernice says no.
You're pushing the indicator.
I am not.
Oh, wait, wait. It's spelling out something. T I L
Tilt.
You better let me try it alone, Mrs. Cooper. I think she's jealous of you.
Well, go ahead.
All right. Well, Bernice, what about the rent?
3 0
You have made her jealous. She raised the rent to $300.
$300?
I'm sorry, Mr. Cooper. There's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, I had to open my big fat Ouija board.
Here's a 35-second quiz on NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Why is NATO unique in American history? Because our participation in NATO marks the first time during peace that the United States has made commitments outside this hemisphere. Never before have we guaranteed a European nation's sovereignty. Never before have we received similar guarantees from other nations. NATO represents a forceful new program that has helped put Europe back on its feet, economically and militarily. More power to NATO. It really works.
Their landlord, Mr. Curry, on Ouija board orders from his departed wife, has raised their rent to $300 a month. Forced to move, the Coopers are busily going over the classified ads in the paper.
Did you find anything, Liz?
No, did you?
Not much. Oh, here's one. Beautiful cottage. Here's a house without a flaw.
What do they walk on?
F-L-A-W.
Ooh. Let me see it. Well, look at this ad. They're finally admitting how badly they build houses.
What do you mean?
Look, hillside home, reasonable. Hurry, this one won't last long.
Stop clowning. We'll be without a roof over our heads. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a good one at 423 Edgemont.
423? Oh, we couldn't live there, George. That address doesn't have the right vibrations for us. We need a 6.
Oh, now you're not going to start that numerology stuff again, are you?
I know. I'll make up a list of harmonious addresses, and then we'll go to some real estate agent and see if any of them are for rent.
Oh, Liz.
Yeah, give me a pencil and paper. You just wait now. We'll find a nice 6 or my name isn't 3 Cooper.
Now, come right in, Mr. and Mrs. Cooper. Come right in and sit down and tell me just what you're looking for.
Well, Mr. Lawrence, we need 6 or 7 rooms and a fairly modern house in a nice neighborhood.
I see.
And the most important thing is that it has to add up to 6.
Of course, it has to add up to...
I beg your pardon?
The most important thing is that the address has to add up to 6.
Oh. Oh?
It's numerology.
Yes, I'm 3 and George is 5.
Really? I'll be 34 on my next birthday.
Congratulations.
George.
You see, Mr. Lawrence, we have to have a house that vibrates right for us.
Oh, well, I have just the thing. Down by the railroad tracks. This house vibrates all the time.
Mr. Lawrence, you are being very difficult.
Let me handle this, Liz.
But I have the list all made out. Now, Mr. Lawrence, I'll read you the addresses and you see if any of them are available.
This kid should be kept in escrow.
Is there anything at 213 Maple?
Yes, there is.
See, George? Do you think we'd like to live there?
Well, I don't know about you, but your husband will be crazy about it.
Why do you say that?
213 Maple is the YWCA. Say, maybe we better go have a look at it.
Never mind. I have lots of other numbers, Mr. Lawrence.
Oh, good.
How about 510 Kenmore?
510 Kenmore.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry. 510 is a vacant lot. I have one at 830 Kenmore. Will that do?
No, that number isn't right.
Well, maybe if you ask them, they'll drag 830 down to 510.
Liz, this is no way to pick out a house.
I have just one more address, 420 Lake.
An excellent choice. Just the place for you. And I think I can get you in right away.
Oh, really? What sort of a place is it?
The county insane asylum.
Oh, my feet. We must have looked at every vacant house in town.
I wish we didn't have to leave this house. I like it.
Well, I wish we didn't either, honey, but...
Who do you suppose that is?
I'll get it.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, hi, Mr. Wood. Honey, it's Mr. Wood from next door. Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Mr. Wood.
Tell me, how did the house hunting go?
Oh, terrible. We didn't find anything.
Oh. Well, if you really get desperate, you can move in with us.
With your 11 children, we'd really have to be desperate.
How true. What I really came over for was to sell you 2 tickets to the high school carnival Saturday.
High school carnival?
This is going to be a lot of fun. They're having a wonderful fortune teller. He looks into a crystal ball and he tells you what the future holds.
Oh, he's probably some big phony.
Oh, I'll say he is. It's me.
You're going to be a fortune teller?
Oh, yes. I do it for every carnival. Once a year, I change from Benjamin Wood to Zucchini the Grave.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. What kind of an act do you do?
Oh, I do everything. I look into the crystal ball, I read palms, tea leaves, and for 10 cents extra, I talk to departed spirits.
Say, did you ever run into an old goat named Bernice?
Bernice? Who's that?
That's our landlord's wife. He talks to her on the Ouija board.
Well, no, I'm afraid not. I only pretend, you know.
Well, it's a shame. I'd like to have a few words with that old spook. Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Do I have an idea?
Liz, I don't like that look in your eye.
But, George, now, if we could have Mr. Wood talk to Mr. Curry and tell him he just had a message from Bernice to lower our rent.
Oh, now, stop it. Curry would never fall for a phony message.
You're right, but I know how to fix it. Suppose he actually hears Bernice's voice.
Well, how?
Bernice is going to be behind the living room curtain. Hello, this is Bernice.
Hey, it might work at that. Will you do it, Mr. Wood?
Zucchini the Great is your servant.
We'll get Mr. Curry over here tonight. This is the one time I won't mind being called a spook.
Hey, aren't you two ready yet? Mr. Curry's getting impatient.
Oh, we're ready.
Okay, Liz, get behind the curtain.
All right, but you better hurry up. I'm standing right over the floor heater.
Well, you won't have to stand there very long. Mr. Wood, are you all set?
I, Zucchini the Great, am ready. Does this towel look all right on my head?
Yes, but did you have to wear one that you swiped from a hotel?
It's the only one I could find. I got it out of your closet.
Well, here goes. I'll turn the lights down.
Hurry up. This heater's getting hotter all the time.
Okay. Mr. Curry, Zucchini will see you now.
Oh, I'm so excited. Enter! Zucchini of the Far East bids you welcome! Please be seated. I shall contact your departed wife now. Zucchini to Bernice! Zucchini to Bernice! Come in, Bernice! Over! Bernice?
Hello?
That doesn't sound like Bernice.
Hello, you worm.
That's Bernice. Go ahead, speak to her.
All right. Bernice?
Yes?
You don't sound the same as you used to. Are you sick?
Sick? I'm dead.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Tell me, Bernice, are you happy?
Yes, but talk faster. It's awful hot here.
I knew it.
I'm glad you called. I gave you the wrong advice about the Coopers. You know who I mean. That young banker and his gorgeous red-headed wife.
Don't you want to raise their rent?
No, I want you to lower it. Lower it to, say, $75 a month.
Or whatever you say.
Say $50 a month.
Isn't that wonderful news for you, Mr. Cooper?
Yes. Well, I guess she's gone now.
Oh, yes. Bernice has departed.
I guess so.
No, I'm still here. I want you to fix the leak in the room.
All right, Bernice.
And paint the dining room.
All right.
And redecorate the living room. And add a sun porch.
You better quit while you're ahead, Bernice.
He is gone.
Real gone.
Oh, but wasn't that exciting? She sounded younger. Dying must have agreed with her.
Well, Mr. Curry, guess you'll have to lower our rent.
I guess I should, Mr. Cooper. But I'm not going to.
What do you mean?
Hearing Bernice again made me realize how mean she was to me. Oh, I hate that woman. This is my big chance to defy her, and I'm going to do it. I'm sorry, Mr. Cooper, but your rent is raised to $400 a month.
Oh, no.
Good, she heard me.
Guess who that was on the phone? Mr. Curry.
What did he want?
Well, it's been 3 days since he defied Bernice and nothing's happened. And he's so grateful to us for setting him free that he's not going to raise the rent.
Oh, that's too bad.
Too bad?
Yes, I've just been reading this numerology book again and I've been figuring it all wrong. This house doesn't have the right vibrations for us.
My Favorite Husband has been presented through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Please join us next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband, and we'll look forward to seeing you in 2 days on Wednesday for our next episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/classiccomedyotr. And check us out at our website, www.classiccomedyotr.com. So, until Wednesday, in the immortal words of Steve Martin, a day without sunshine is like, you know, night.